Molly! You? Winkle, look who's here.
Good afternoon, Ambartons.
I want to speak to you, Kurtz.
Of course. Come in.
I'd rather stay where I am, thank you. I want to talk to Harry, Kurtz.
Are you mad?
Never mind that. Say I'm mad, say I've seen a ghost, but you tell Harry I want to see him.
Yeah, you'd be reasonable, yeah? Come up and talk.
I like the open. I like crowds. You tell him I'll wait by that Ferris wheel in the fairground over there for an hour. Or do ghosts only rise by night? Have you an opinion on that, Dr. Winkle?
Winkle!
Hello, Harry.
Hello, Holly. How are you? Well, they seem to have been messing you about a bit.
We've got to talk, Harry.
Of course, old man. This way.
Alone.
Of course. We couldn't be more alone here. Lovers used to use this wheel in the old days, you know, but they haven't the money to spare now, poor devils. Oh, it's good to see you, Holly.
I was at your funeral.
Yeah, that was pretty smart, wasn't it?
You know what's happened to Anna?
Mm?
They've arrested her.
Mm. Tough, very tough. But don't worry, old man. They won't hurt her.
They're handing her to the Russians. Can't you help her?
What can I do, old man? I'm dead, aren't I? Holly, exactly who did you tell about me?
The police and Anna.
Unwise, Holly. Unwise. Did the police believe you?
You don't care a damn about her, do you?
I've got a lot on my mind.
You won't do a thing to help her?
What can I do, Holly? Be reasonable. Give myself up. 'Tis a far, far better thing, the old limelight and the fall of the curtain. We aren't heroes, Holly, you and I. The world doesn't make heroes outside of your books.
You have your contacts.
Oh, but I've got to be so careful, these Russians, Holly. Well, I'm safe so long as I have my uses.
You informed on her.
Don't become a policeman, old man.
I didn't believe the police when they told me about you. Were you going to cut me in on the spoils?
I've never kept you out of anything, old man, yet.
I remember that time at that club, the 43, when the police raided it. You'd learned a safe way out, absolutely safe for you. It wasn't safe for me.
You always were a clumsy devil, Holly.
You'd never grown up, Harry.
Well, we shall be old for a very long time. You should never have gone to the police, you know. You should have left this thing alone.
Have you ever seen any of your victims?
You know, I never feel quite safe in these things. Victims? Don't be melodramatic. Look down there, Holly. Would you really feel any pity if one of those dots stopped moving forever? If I said to you, you can have £20,000 for every dot that stops, would you really, old man, tell me to keep my money? Or would you calculate how many dots you can afford to spare? Free of income tax, old man. Free of income tax. It's the only way to save nowadays.
Well, you're finished now. The police know everything.
No, they can't catch me, Holly. They can't come in the Russian zone.
The police have dug up your coffin.
Pity. I couldn't trust Harbin. Look at that sunset, Holly.
You know I love Anna.
That's fine, old man. If she gets out of this hole, be kind to her. She's worth it.
Oh, I'd like to knock you through the window.
But you won't, old man. Our quarrels never lasted long. You remember that time in Monaco? They tried to persuade me to, arrange an accident.
Yeah, that should be pretty easy to get rid of.
Pretty easy.
Don't be too sure.
I carry a gun. You don't think they'd look for a bullet wound after you hit that ground, do you? What fools we are, Holly. Talking like this as if I'd do that to you or you to me. In these days, old man, nobody thinks in terms of human beings. Governments don't, so why should we? They talk of the people and the proletariat, and I talk of the mugs. It's the same thing. They have their 5-year plan, and so have I.
You used to believe in a god.
I still believe, old man, in God and mercy and all that. The dead are happier dead. They don't miss much here, poor devils. I'd like to cut you in, you know. We always did things together, Holly. No one left in Vienna I can really trust.
Tyler, Winkle, Kurtz?
Yeah, the police are on to all of them now. Say, have you heard anything of old Carrington recently?
Had a card at Christmas.
Those were the days, old man. Those were the days.
You'd really cut me in, would you?
There's plenty for two. The other's gone. Think it over, old man. Send me a message through Kurtz. I'll meet you anywhere, anytime. And don't be so gloomy. After all, it's not that awful. You know what the fellow said. In Italy, for 30 years under the Borgias, they had warfare, terror, murder, bloodshed, but they produced Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, and the Renaissance. In Switzerland, they had brotherly love, 500 years of democracy and peace, and what did that produce? The cuckoo clock. So long, Holly.
And Anna, you won't do a thing to help?
If I could, old man, of course, but my hands are tied. And if we do meet again, Holly, it's you I want to see and not the police. Remember that, won't you? So long, Holly.
It wouldn't work.
We'll never get him in the Russian zone.
You expect too much, Callahan. Oh, I know he deserves to hang. You prove your stuff, but 25 years is a long time. Don't ask me to tie the rope.
Evening, Brodsky. Anything I can do?
Yes. We've identified the girl.
I've questioned her. We've got nothing against her.
We shall apply for her at the four-power meeting tomorrow.
Oh, I've asked your people to help with Lime.
This is a different case. It's being looked into. This forgery is very clever. But I thought I could rely on my information. Good night, Major.
Good night. You know, in the last war, there was a general who'd hang his opponent's picture on the wall. He got to know him that way. I'm beginning to know Lime, and I think this would have worked with your help.
What price would you pay?
Name it.
Das Küchenpersonal des 21:30 Zuges nach Belgrad möchte sich bitte in der Bahnhofsgaststätte einfinden.
Well, miss, you'll be having breakfast in the British zone. You needn't fear the Ruskies with those papers.
I don't understand your Major Calloway.
If I picked up a pound note, miss, I'd put it in my pocket quick, no questions asked. I'll be saying good night.
Good night. Thank you. How kind you have been.
Don't mention it, miss.
Anna!
What are you doing here?
I wanted to see you safely off. There's no harm in that, is there?
How did you know I'd be here?
Oh, I've heard something about it at police HQ.
Have you been seeing Major Calloway?
No. I don't live in his pocket.
Harry, what is it?
For heaven's sake, don't call me Harry again.
I'm sorry.
Passengers for Klagenfurt, take their seats, please.
Okay, it's time to be off, Anna.
What's on your mind, Holly?
Anna, you must get in. It's only 6 hours. It's going to be cold, though. Just take my coat.
I shall be all right.
Send me a wire from Klagenfurt when you're safe.
Are you staying in Vienna?
A day or two. Jump in, my dear.
Oh, what is going to happen? Where is he?
He's safe in the Russian zone. I saw him today.
You saw him?
Yes. We talked, and he laughed a lot. Like the old days.
How is he?
He can look after himself, don't worry.
Did he say anything about me?
All the usual things.
What?
He's untouchable, Anna. Why, he even wanted to cut me in.
All aboard!
On the team!
Please, get in. Goodbye, Anna.
I don't want to go.
You must.
There's something wrong. Did you tell Calloway about your meeting?
No, of course not.
Why should Calloway be helping me like this? The Russians will make trouble.
That's his headache.
Major Calloway's compliments, sir, and the car's waiting. We've got to get started.
Oh. Why did you lie? What are you two doing?
We're getting you out of here.
I am not going.
You must. You're more important than a crook like that. Get in.
What are you doing?
They want my help, and I'm giving it to them.
The police?
Oh, for Pete's sake, get in.
And you have the nerve to talk about love. Love for me, love for Harry. How do you spell the word?
I asked him to help you, and he wouldn't lift a finger. He called you a good little thing and said the Russians wouldn't hurt you.
Poor Harry.
Why in heaven's name, poor Harry?
Oh, you have got your precious honesty and don't want anything else.
I suppose you still want him.
I don't want him anymore. I don't want to see him, hear him. But he is a part of me that's a fact. I wouldn't do a thing to harm him.
Oh, Anna, why do we always have to quarrel?
If you want to sell yourself, I am not willing to be the price. I loved him. You loved him, and what good have we done him? Love. Look at yourself in the window. They have a name for faces like that. Informers!
I want to catch the first plane out of here.
So she talked you around.
She's right. It's none of my business.
It won't make any difference in the long run. I'll get him.
I won't have helped.
That'll be a fine boast to make to your children. Oh, well, I always wanted you to catch that plane, didn't
you
I?
You all did.
Well, I better see if anybody's at the terminus still. You may need a priority. Oh, you mind if I drop off somewhere on the way? I've got an appointment. It won't take 5 minutes. No, why don't you come, too? You're a writer. It should interest you. I want to take a look at number 3 ward.
That's all right, Major Calloway.
You've been in this story so much, I think you ought to see the end of it. This is the biggest children's hospital in Vienna. Very efficient place. In this ward, we have 6 examples. You can't really call them children now, can you? We have 6 examples of the use of Lyme's penicillin in meningitis. Here in this bed is a particularly fascinating example. If you're interested in the medical history of morons...
Oh, for Pete's sake, just stop talking, will you? You win.
Win what?
I'll be your dumb decoy duck.
Look, sir. The Schmidt woman's gone into the cafe. Shall I go over there, sir?
No, leave them for a while.
Hello. What are you doing here?
How much longer are you going to sit here?
Until I'm tired of it. You should have gone, you know. How did you know I was here anyway?
From Kurtz. They've just been arrested. But Harry won't come. He's no fool.
I wonder.
What is your price this time?
No price, Anna.
Honest, sensible, sober Holly Martins. What a silly name. You must feel very proud to be a police informer. Harry.
Hello, Anna. Hello, Holly.
No, Harry, don't shoot. You must get away. The police are outside.
Damn.
Why didn't you shoot, sir?
Hen, get all the manholes closed. He's gone down.
Lighter!
Keep an eye on me, sir. He may shoot.
Why the devil should you be in front?
It's my job, sir. You're only a civilian. They're all down here now. The sewer police, I mean. They know this place as I know the Tottenham Court Road. I wish my old woman could see me now.
Are you hurt?
Scrape my hand, sir, that's all. A week off work. Here, take this other torch, sir, while I tie my hand up. Don't shine it. He's in one of the side passages. This isn't my usual beat. Fancy me being down here with Holly Martins.
Let me go first. I want to talk to him.
I've got orders to look after you, sir.
That's all right. I don't think he'll shoot at me.
Torch, old man. I can't see a thing.
I get flat against the wall. Harry, I'm going to shine the torch. Come out. You haven't got a chance.
Hands above the head, Harry.
Get back against the wall, Martin!
This way, Harry!
Shoot, you fool, shoot! Got him! Are you all right?
Oh, Sergeant Payne.
You didn't do him any good. Oh... poor old Payne. Martins! Martins!
Harry! Harry!
Martins, where are you?
Here!
Don't take any chances, Martins! Shoot!
Fidelium defunctorum per misericordiam Dei requiescant in pace, user fater in himmel. Amen.
Amen.
Better dead. What time do you make it?
3:30.
We'll have to step on it if you're going to catch that plane.
Man's not dead because you put him underground. What about Anna Calloway?
I'll do what I can, if she'll let me.
Say, you know, hold on a minute for me, will you?
No, wait, there isn't much time.
I can't just leave.
No, be sensible, Martins.
I haven't got a sensible name, Callahan. Anna! Oh, Anna. Thank you.